In an unprecedented meeting, which the former Weekend Fox & Friends host broadcast live, Secretary Pete Hegseth warning hundreds of combat-tested generals, admirals, and senior officers flown in from around the world that the military under his leadership will be dramatically changed.
No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. We are done with that.
While the generals and admirals sat largely silent through the speech, Hegseth said military fitness and standards will be enforced. No more fat generals or admirals, he said.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape, or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men.
For those ground combat roles, which women have been performing for more than a decade, the high male standard will now be the norm.
If that means no women qualify for some combat jobs, so be it.
But Hegseth was not just talking personnel, but policy. The rules of engagement meant to protect civilians and non-combatants, those, he said, have become too politically correct.
We also don't fight with stupid rules of engagement. We untie the hands of our warfighters to intimidate, demoralize, hunt, and kill the enemies of our country.
President Trump then took the stage to address the officers.
And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank, there goes your future.
Telling his audience of some of the most experienced warfighters in a generation, the military should practice on American cities.
I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military.